Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I got to stop. I got to not do that stuff anymore. It makes
do what stuff?
Makes me feel bad.
When those references?
Yeah, references that have expired.
Well,
I don't want to disenfranchise anybody who hasn't turned 40 yet.
Well, it's unfortunate that's going to be the way that goes.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you make a reference and it gets caught and it gets missed.
You don't miss any of them.
Well, it's cuz I'm an old soul, but I also keep up with the trends, including what I saw on Twitter earlier today from the Gills Arena Show.
Ooh,
from yeah. Brandon Jennings.
Brandon Jennings.
He says the Warriors need to fire Steve Kerr.
Yep.
Steve Kerr, your time is up. And your time, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, your time is up. I'll let it go.
Whatever.
On all that S we was doing. Jimmy Butler, he can be on the trade block, and Draymond Green. So Brandon Jennings, former NBA player, appeared in last week's Higher or Lower, by the way.
He did.
Wants Kerr out, and Jimmy traded, and Draymond traded. Hey, Steph, it's going to be you and the pups and Terry Stotts. You good? You good, 30?
Yeah. See, that's what I...
And what are we doing?
Like, and Brandon Jennings it speaks for many Warrior fans. Many, many Warrior fans love what you just read. They love it. They love it. Steph does not. Steph does not. Mike Dunleavy does not.
Yep.
Joe Lacob does not. I don't. I mean, I said this earlier, and it is a little bit of a cherry pick, because duh. Like, there's no way whoever does the next 12 years is going to win 4 rings. But anybody who wants to bet any amount of money at all, go ahead and fire away. I promise you that whoever comes in after Steve Kerr will do worse than Steve did, period, no matter the scenario. It's not even possible, quite frankly, to do this. But I admit the cherry pick on that. I get it.
Well, you can even broaden it out, and you could look at any other coach, any other situation where the coach who came in after the wildly successful coach came in and was more successful. And, I mean, even if you go to Phil Jackson, he didn't exactly follow Pat Riley. It took some time for him to come in after Pat Riley and for them to get back to a dynastic run. But after Phil Jackson in Chicago, how'd that work out? After San Antonio and Popovich left, well, we're still waiting and seeing. And, you know, even after Red Auerbach left in Boston, they had a hard time as well. So most of the time when a coach leaves and a dynasty ends, the new coach doesn't come in and just suddenly is amazing.
Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And a lot of people that want to weigh in, stay right there. We're going to tighten a couple of screws on the technical end and get back to you. So stay right there. We are coming to you as quickly as possible. 888-957-9570. I want to enter this into the conversation too, because this was really big. Basically with just us as a group, both late yesterday and early today. Did you find this to be a picture of some sort of an inequity or a snapshot of hypocrisy? You tell me. Listen to these two things, okay? We start with the question I asked Steve yesterday with regard to whether or not the Jonathan situation between him and the organization and everything. How does he respond to people who say it's personal?
That couldn't be farther from the truth. We treat all of our players with the utmost dignity and respect. And all we try to do is win. I've talked about this publicly. I don't think it's a secret. It has been a tricky fit at times. And he's a really talented player and he's had some really good moments. And then there's been times where it hasn't clicked. The last couple of weeks, it was a tough fit. And so we went in the opposite direction just to try to see if we could find a little more rhythm. And it's as simple as that.
Okay. So focus in on the statement, all we try to do is win. Focus in on that statement and then listening to him answer why Will Richard's not playing.
You just can't play more than 10 or 11. We're getting healthy, not completely healthy, but we're almost there. So it's been tough not playing him because I'm a huge fan and a believer, and he offers us stability and decision making, good shooting. So he's just got to stay with it. Right now, he's sitting because he's a rookie. I'm honoring what the older guys have done over the years. I think that's good for chemistry. I think this is kind of how it goes. You have to, guys have to earn their stripes and you give everybody a fair look and then you continue on through the season. So he could very easily find himself back in the rotation.
That grab you any sort of way? The whole, like, frankly, he's not playing because he's a rookie.
It doesn't really grab me the way it grabs most people because it's not like when he plays, you are, 18-9 and Will Richard is the key to you winning. And I love Will Richard more than almost anybody in the market.
Maybe his mom.
Perhaps. I don't know their relationship. I know Will and my relationship and it's very deep and there's a lot of love there. But his record or their record when he plays this year is 12-11. So he is like everyone else on this team. He plays well. He doesn't play well. They win. They lose. If your name's not Wardell, then you are in this bucket. And I could look at all his games here, and there's a game against Miami. He was a minus 25 in 18 minutes, which is hard to do. They lost. A couple nights later, he was a plus 29 against Utah, and they won. So he's a rookie. He's up and he's down. And if it comes down to, as we've mentioned all week, players 4 through 13, Steve Kerr is going to default to veterans. It's going to be Melton over Richard, and it's going to be, Horford, if he's ever healthy, over Post and TJD. He's going to always lean to the veterans, whether you like that or not.
I took that to almost be, every time I listen to it, I'm like, I think, because you notice that he starts the whole conversation about Will Richard, and he doesn't get to the rookie comment until about 30 seconds in. And it's almost as if, and again, this is just my read on it, that he was saying that was kind of in the moment a tiebreaker. I got all these players. I'm trying to search. I don't know exactly who to play. And so right now, Will's over there. And, because he's a rookie. And so I can get away with it a little bit easier. And it was almost like, I can't tell yet what the right thing to do is. So what's the deciding factor? Well, Will's a rookie. And so I'm going to help team chemistry and honor the achievements of some of the other ones, and we'll start there. Doesn't mean we'll stay there, but we'll start there. That was my read.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that didn't necessarily land correctly. Grandy, what was your deal? Because you didn't love that.
No, I mean, I don't think this is even necessarily about like Kuminga and Will Richard necessarily. It's just if on one hand you say I'm making a decision of who I'm playing and who I'm not playing just solely based on trying to win basketball games. So putting out there who I think is the best player in order to help us win, then never should it go through your mind that I'm not playing this guy because he's a rookie. You're not playing him because he's not good enough or the people that you're playing over him are better. And When you then circle back to Will Richard specifically, the guy that you're playing over Will Richard is someone like a Buddy Hield. And you guys have talked about what he's been throughout his career, but this year he's largely been pretty dang bad. At a certain point, I get the sense that Will Richard currently might impact winning basketball more than someone like a Buddy Hield. And if that's, maybe he disagrees, but in my opinion, if you're solely about winning, then the status of a player on your team in terms of rookie or veteran should not even come into play.
I bet, actually, if you put it that way to him, he'd agree with you. Here's kind of my response to that. Boy, I think a lot of us make the mistake of thinking that the Warriors lineup and what happens in every situation is simply based on who's the better player. Like, that's not what they're looking for. This is not, let's put 12 people in a row and let's decide which nine of them are the best players. Those are the nine that play. Now let's take those nine. Which are the five best? Those are the ones who start and finish. That's not what they're doing. How many times does he have to use the word fit before everybody realizes?
Well, yeah, but the first 30 seconds of that cut was him explaining about all the great things Will does and how he fits.
Yeah, he's on 95.7 The Game. He's going to say nice things about all of the Warrior players, is he not? Have you ever heard him be like, Jonathan's not very good at basketball?
Well, I mean, a couple of weeks, just last week, Dibbs asked him a couple of great questions. He's like, yeah, he's not hustling, not playing hard.
He questioned his effort. Absolutely.
Well, he'll do it if you deserve it, and it lasts long enough.
I just think that we're making something very black and white that's all kinds of gray and fuzzy. That's all. I mean, he has openly admitted in the last handful of days that he's searching. He comes out after the Portland game and goes, I'm not doing a good job because I haven't found it yet. And that's super uncomfortable. I get that it's uncomfortable for fans to sit here and go, man, like they don't know. And he's admitting, yeah, we don't know. We haven't found it yet. I don't think that Will Richard not playing means that he's the 11th best player on the team. I think it means we're trying everything. Everything's on the table. Let's do this right now. I can only play 11. Tiebreaker in the moment. Well, Will, you're a rookie, so hang out over here for a second. And let's try this. And if that doesn't work, it's going to swing back to Will. Which I think, Grandy, you pointed out another comment that he made last night with regard to that. Like, we tried this. We went 0-2 over the weekend. Now we're going to try some other things. And all of a sudden he says this at practice today.
I can tell you JK has been great, you know, this last week as he's been out of the rotation. He's working really hard, and I'm going to reward that. I mean, he needs to be back out there.
So now Jonathan Kuminga is back in.
Right, and it's because you don't know what you're going to get, and you look at a game against Portland, you give up 136, Steph goes for 48, and you lose. And that's just not going to be acceptable. So you're definitely in search mode if you're Steve Kerr and the entire coaching staff. And the interesting thing about Buddy Hield is the one thing you really want Buddy to do is make shots. And if you don't play him consistently, he's not going to be able to get in that rhythm to maybe, I don't know, make shots. Yeah. So Buddy's always available. Buddy kind of has to play. He only played 16 minutes coming off of 19 minutes the game before. His minutes are going down and down. Melton's are going up, but he can only play 20. He loves pods. We know that. He gets his 30 or more. So as you look at the other minutes, and Pat won't play tomorrow, Pat Spencer, he's out for personal reasons, but don't be surprised if over the next, I don't know, week or two, he might get some street clothes, DNPs, just to preserve his games. Because if you're not going to play Pat, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, then why even bother having him in a uniform? Because you want to preserve those 50 games.
How many games will the Warriors have played when they get to the trade deadline?
I think it's 54.
Okay. So, yeah, if you could just find, like, four games. Because my perception is the Warriors are going to make trades that are going to open up roster spots.
You would hope.
And so that
trades are hard.
Yeah, they probably have that. If they're able to execute those, they probably have the leeway for Pat to be on a full contract by the time the trade deadline stuff is done.
You would hope.
I do think they will be making at least one deal.
I think it's
probably
February 5th is the deadline.
Yep.
So that's their 52nd game that night. So okay. They got 51 up until the deadline, which is that same day. So 51 games.
And you're buying one tomorrow night.
Right.
And he gets 50 active games.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I do think there'll be a small smattering of more of those, but really it comes down to, if it's Kuminga and he can play well with energy, rebound, do all the things, then he's in the rotation. Like, Steve is looking for 10. And right now, he's got probably 5 that he can trust. 6 if you count Quentin. He's got Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. He's got Pods, Melton, and I'll put Quentin in there because
sure. No, he's definitely
he's shooting great. And
he's big.
Buddy's number 7. You trust him because you have to play him, hoping that a shooter can shoot himself out of a slump. And then now you're left with the remaining 8 guys for 3 spots in a 10-man rotation.
This is a completely off subject. We have a development, and then we'll get right back to the Warriors thing. But I want to clue everybody in on this because it is a situation. So the Los Angeles Rams team flight to Seattle was supposed to leave about an hour ago, and it did not. It is expected to be, quote, significantly delayed due to an equipment issue with the plane. The team is already in the mode of working on alternative travel arrangements to prevent further delays. By the way, head coach Sean McVay already was planning to and did travel separately from the team to prevent anyone from getting sick. I guess maybe Sean's still dealing with a thing. And now the Rams are encountering a whole new situation with regard to getting up there. So their team plane, and I'm going to try to keep this updated as much as possible, but grounded at this hour. It's already 5:17 in the evening. They play in 24 hours
yep.
in Seattle. And my thought is that right now, based on what I'm looking at, is they have not gone anywhere as of yet. And if it's a significant delay, could this push deep into the evening and actually start affecting the Rams' rest and sleep and all of that?
It's possible. The flight to Seattle is only, from L.A., it's probably a two-hour flight, I would guess. I think from here, it's about an hour and a half, so maybe a little bit more than two. And if you're in the Rams' spot, you're determining either, A, how long will it take to get this plane flight ready, or B, who do we know that has a backup plane? And you're not talking about just one of those tiny little Cessnas. You're looking for one of those big old jumbos that can fly private and is also outfitted to be able to carry an NFL team.
Oh,
because these planes, as you know, if you have 60 or 70 seats, normally you have like 300 seats in a plane. This is a 70-seater, so you're not just going to cram Verse into a seat next to Stafford.
No, I mean, you could probably grab the Chargers plane. I don't know what they're doing this weekend, but they're not doing anything for a few days. But do you understand how much time it would take? Even if all you're saying is, okay, we've loaded everything for a football team
yep.
onto a plane, and now we need to load it onto another plane. How long does that take? Hours.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
All right, everybody, grab your bag. Get down the stairway and let's go.
You ever been with a football traveling party?
I have, yeah.
It is absolutely...
The amount of trunks.
Unbelievable how much crap
there is.
It's
like a herd of elephants. There's so many trunks, all right?
A lot of junk in there.
A lot of junk in the trunks. You're talking about pads and mouthpieces and helmets and all of the you know, the communication equipment. I told you before, I spent about a half a year traveling with the Sabercats, and they actually... Whoop. The San Jose Sharks would use the Sabercats plane, not the other way around. And this plane was a full-on 747, 767, whatever, but only with about 65 seats in there. You want to talk about luxury. Ooh, boy.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty strong.
Yeah, you're not just going to, boom, you're now free to fly around the country. You're not just going to pop these people in the B and the C group on Southwest. So, yeah, you're going to have to be patient and fix the plane or go to plan B.
Huh. So keep an eye on that.
Okay.
By the way, Puka Nacua is also getting crazy all over the place these days.
I saw that.
Well, I don't know if you saw both of these. You see, there's a new video that come out and says Puka is having a conversation and says, don't ever get married. They all cheat.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get married. They all cheat. And then his friend says, you're never getting married? He says, probably not, no. And then he went on a podcast and said that all refs suck.
I saw that.
And that they make calls purposefully so that they can get on TV.
Right.
He said all sorts of stuff. He was on a stream with very popular streamer Aiden Ross.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that name?
I have.
That's where he said all these things. They also taught him like a Jewish person's dance to do as a touchdown celebration that is garnering some clapback.
Happy Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Aiden's Jewish.
I know it is. Yep. Yeah, I've been lighting the candles.
Speaking of this stream, and it's a huge game week, you addressed that they have a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Puka thought it was a good idea, good timing, to ask Sean McVay if he could have two of these streamers into the building to shoot some video content this week.
That is the same guy that went public on Julian Edelman's podcast last year talking about Brock Purdy's contract before it was signed, right? The Niners would be in trouble if they let Purdy have more than $50 million.
Puka?
Puka.
Huh.
Look it up. 100% sure. I didn't know this. Like, Puka's a wonderful football player, but he's a little loose with the lips.
Yeah, He's a monster.
He is unbelievable out there.
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible.
He's the total package. He can run routes. He can catch it.
He's tough as nails.
So tough. He's out there trying to hurt you when he gets the ball.
Yeah.
He's looking for it now.
Seriously.
Yep. But I don't know. Sean McVay.
All right.
I mean, try to keep that thing buttoned up. You're the number one seed.
Well, he's already on a plane somewhere else. He didn't even know where his guys are.
He's a road win away from probably locking up that one seed.
Probably.
Or the whole thing could fall apart.
Exactly.
You already lost one receiver with a hammy, and he might be out for a while based on the way that thing went.
He's not playing tomorrow.
No, of course, but he might be out for the rest of the regular season or longer.
Sean won't rule him out. He won't rule him out. He's not playing. Good Lord.
I need to listen to a little bit more McVay to get my McVay. Because there's something there about, it's like a high-pitched, gleeful sort of like...
And it's fast.
A little too caffeinated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's over-caffeinated and a little high-pitched and like super exuberant about everything.
Totally. And his clothes are always really tight and his beard is super manicured and he always looks like he's about to jump out of his head with his eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's had about 7 cups of coffee.
Totally.
I'm not ready to debut my McVay.
Yeah, no.
But just know that every time I hear him, something in there.
We could have a McVay off. I'd go home and work on it.
Okay.
I mean, Greg Cosell told us to work on our material. We could go do that.
That's a lot of octaves for you to climb get up there. For me, it's only about an octave, if that. I'm already kind of there a lot of times. But there's something in there.
All right. Anyway, back to hating Steve Kerr. But we'll check in on the Rams flight,
okay,
and see what's going on there. But yeah, let's get back to this. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've been taking calls on this all day. A little bit of a technical thing with the phones, but we're working on it. See if we can reopen that to all of you here momentarily. But yeah, like one thing that I said this yesterday. I would love to hear this attached to almost any Steve Kerr criticism. And criticisms for Steve Kerr right now, listen to me closely, are fair. Absolutely. If you're 13 and 14, people are not going to be pleased. And when you have one of the top jobs, that's the way it goes. And Steve understands that better than anybody. So I don't think he's worried about any of this. But what I would love to see attached to any Steve Kerr criticism is the second sentence of, here's what you could do right now that would work. I don't think any of us have that answer. It's his job to have it. So if it's taking too long for your liking, that's fair. That's fair. That's why he said what he said the other night, that he hasn't done a good job so far this year. But I have not really heard that from just about anyone. It's just he's a moron with 3 guard rotations and plays favorites and hates young people, and he was never really a good coach. He just had all the good players. I would love somebody to lay out with this current roster how exactly you go about consistently winning NBA basketball games. In this moment, I don't really see that as existing, especially when you factor in what you've been saying all day, which is that the top players have been in and out of the lineup.
Right, so you want a consistent approach to winning, and yet you don't have your best player for all but 18 of the 27. And I had this before where I think Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond have only played together in, I think, 17 of the 27. So then you're going to piecemeal the rest of it. Your stretch 5 that you waited until the end of free agency to sign, who's almost 40 years old, Mark, he's played 13 games, Al Horford. He's played only 13 of the 27, and when he's played, he hasn't really done well. He's shooting below 30% from 3, which is why he was brought here.
Did I mention that Al Horford is also out for tomorrow night?
Hold on a minute.
Al Horford, out.
Breaking news, It's not.
We knew that Pat Spencer was out for personal reasons.
Sure.
Al Horford is just out for Al Horford reasons.
Right. It's because he has sciatica and he's too old. It's my priest.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a consistent whatever and You can't have it because your players that you're
he's
really
too old.
Thank you. I like the pacing on mine. The players you want to play aren't consistently available to play. And the guys who are, Buddy Hield, 31%, well below his average. And I was looking at this before. You know where Draymond Green ranks in turnovers per 100 possessions in the association?
Where does he rank?
Yes.
Like among all individuals?
All NBA players.
Oh, he's probably right at the top.
Number three.
Yeah.
Behind Cole Anthony and Luka Doncic.
No, he's been terrible with the ball.
Awful. So your main ball handler is Draymond. 8 turnovers last game. Steph Curry has been amazing. He gets no help. Jimmy Butler is kind of in second gear. And the rest of your guys are just guys. So, yeah, what's Steve supposed to do? Well, he's supposed to keep trying it. New rotations and maybe, and this is the beauty of it, here's what happens tomorrow. Kuminga comes back in the rotation. Kuminga cooks. He goes for 19-9 and the Warriors win. See, Kerr, idiot. Why didn't you play him the last 3 games?
Right.
Then you wouldn't have gone 1-2.
And then what happened Saturday?
Well, Saturday, he goes out there and he plays Kuminga again.
And
Kuminga goes for 9-4 exactly. In a loss.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Kuminga goes 2-for-11 from the floor, and he's back to mid-ranges and, you know, not playing the same authoritative defense. And now Steve's thinking, all right, now what do I do? Do I DNP him again? Do I stick with him? The whole thing is just such a... Such a myriad
okay.
of other problems, Mark.
We do actually have breaking news now. Maybe. Thank you.
I don't know how to make that sound.
We think that the technical difficulties have been taken care of. So, A, because we had, there were like a whole lineup of people that wanted to jump in.
Rich and Lodi, give us a call.
If you had to leave because Lucas came on and spoke to you, dial back in. Dial back in 888-957-9570. And even if you weren't, that opening is now there for you, sitting here kind of talking about not just Steve Kerr and the Warriors, but the tone that has surrounded it. I guess that's where my mind went today. And you know, you mentioned this earlier. I'm guilty of it all the time, the echo chamber. I believe in my heart of hearts. That most Warrior fans out there, you remain relatively supportive of Steve Kerr. But boy, I might be wrong. I don't know. I think so. I think that's still a hefty majority of the fans. And if all he does is he makes you scratch your head sometimes, that's healthy. That's fine. I've scratched my head a few times with regard to decisions that Steve Kerr has made. Sure. But it feels like we got a growing group that has literally moved on from supporting Steve Kerr, and they are completely ready for something new, and they are a part of how hot this conversation has gotten.
I get that, and I hear it, and I'm hearing all of you, and I'm not disagreeing in terms of the frustration part of it, but when you move off of Steve Kerr and Steph is still here, then you'd better hire somebody that Steph likes more than he likes Steve. And I don't know this personally, but my sense is that Steph really likes Steve Kerr and Draymond does too. I don't know about Jimmy Butler, but if you're going to move off of Steve Kerr, maybe you hire Del Curry. And then Steph is like, yeah, cool, I'll play for Dad for a year. You better make sure no matter what you do, you take care of 30, because he is the sun, and everyone else, including Steve Kerr, they are the planets. So all the people who want to move off of Steve Kerr, you might get your wish in April or May or June. This might be it for Steve of his own volition, or he might come back for one more year. I don't really know.
And then those of you who are like, oh no, he was good, but it's expired. And so we're ticked and this has gone on way too long and all of that stuff. Can I throw some numbers at you that you might not remember?
Please.
Okay. You ready for this? Let's go back to 2017. Multi-championship winning coach right here in the Bay Area. Do you know how many wins that coach had? Do you want to know what his record was in 2017?
Well, what sport?
let's take a look at my record.
That's baseball. Hey, Mark.
Boach in 2017 went 63-97.
Hey, Mark, this is Boach.
Hey, Boach.
And that was off of 2016 where they made the playoffs and they lost to, was that the Cubs?
Yes. And in fact, they were a couple outs away from sending that to a game five, and the Cubs were going to have to go against Cueto and all of that. And they melted. They melted in the ninth inning of a home game. All
right, Cueto.
That was 2017. But nobody's going to fire Bochy. That's Bochy. Three rings. So he came back in 2018, and he went 73-89.
Nice bounce back.
And then he came back again.
Again?
In 2019, and he went 77-85. I got the Giants going. 77-85. Okay.
That's a five.
I got the Giants going 82-75.
All right.
It's just, we talked about this yesterday, Grandy. You were out. That will never get old. I promise you.
It will never not be the best drop on the station.
Ever.
Okay. Did it sound like this? Were we like this idiot fire, like, gosh, we got to get rid of him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't remember. You were on the other side, right?
There was
a drum beat, but this is like a full-on drum solo.
There was nothing that ever came across this hot and rude and angry and good Lord. Because you don't do that, in my opinion, you don't do that to championship-winning coaches. I'm not saying they're above anything, but you don't talk about them this way. What kind of sports fans do that? You don't talk about your multi-championship winning people this way. You just don't. I don't.
Oh, it's different now, even than then.
Well,
in like 6 or 7 years, I think that the toxicity of social media has been ratcheted up tenfold, honestly.
All right, let's cross our fingers and let's get back out to the phones. A bunch of people are back. Let's go to Jay in the city. Hi, Jay. Thank you for calling.
How you guys doing? Unfortunately, I'm gonna lay it on Steve Kerr here. So everyone thinks about coaching as, you know, X's and O's. They think about coaching as,
hey, Lucas and Grandy, phones aren't fixed. But good try. Jay,
Now
I'm going to an old reference again. You're making me feel like we're in the movie Fletch.
Oh, yeah.
Grandy, do you get that?
Will I say it again?
The movie Fletch? It feels like we're in the movie Fletch. Do you get
it? I don't know.
We finally got Grandy. We finally got him. It's a famous scene in the movie Fletch where he doesn't want to answer a question. He's up at the podium and he doesn't want to answer a question, so he fakes like his phone is going out.
Breaking up.
Mr. John Tolston.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
All right.
Fletch.
Good try. Everybody stay where you are, because now we're going to go work on it again.
Yep.
And hopefully we've got this ready to rock so that we can rapid fire here before 6 o'clock rolls around.
So Kerr goes first year, title, runner-up, title, runner-up, his first five. So, and then COVID year, 15-50. COVID year, Steph hurt, Draymond hurt.
Sure.
Shout out Eric Paschal, who carried the torch, and a rookie Jordan Poole. Then you go 39-33 in a truncated season. Mm-hmm. All right. Not great. Not great, Bob. Then you win another title. And then since then, 44, 46, 48 are your wins. So 44, 46, 48. And you were play-in twice and playoff twice of those. Actually, play in twice, and you didn't make it out once, but you've been in the playoffs. I'm looking at it here, 8 of the 11. And now you get to year 12, 6 appearances in the finals, 4 titles, 8 seasons of playoff basketball, and now we've had it up to here at 12-13-14. Yep. That's the part that I don't get. If they were, I don't know, let's just say they were 8-19 or 7-20, God forbid. I would get it, you know, like.
Well, even, okay,
It's process versus results.
I'm going to fight you on that one, though, because here's what I'm getting at. If you think it's time for this all to move on, I think that's a completely rational and fair opinion. I don't share it, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't think that's nuts. They've been doing this for a long time. They're a dynasty. You come out of a dynasty, it's hard. There's so many eyeballs. There's so much attention. Everybody is way more famous than they were when this started. So, like, life is different for all of them. They're bajillionaires. They're Hall of Fame icons now. They weren't that 12 years ago. They weren't. And now they are. So life is completely different. Draymond's got a podcast. It's a big, big difference, and that's difficult to navigate. If you think it's expired, if you think his style has kind of run its course, these are all completely fair opinions. But if you're one of these people out here in name-callingville, or you think he's an idiot,
clown,
or you think he's a clown, or you think he never was a good coach anyway, because it was just all good players, or you think this, that, or the other, I have an opinion that might piss you off. I think you're a bad fan. That's what I think. And I'm sorry if that offends you.
Well, you can fan however you want to fan.
And I'm allowed to think that you're a bad one. I think it is so wildly disrespectful to say that about people who have been at the middle of bringing so much joy to this city. So much joy. We are all dripping with memories from the last 12 years.
Parades.
And he has been at the center of all of it. And if you want to speak about him like that, I don't think you're a good fan. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you're just missing, the bit, in my opinion.
Totally.
And I just was thinking about another coach right now who is really on the hot seat, and his name's Tyronn Lue. And he won a championship in Cleveland, and then they went to two other finals. So three finals in 3 years in Cleveland. Then he went to the Clippers, and they've been pretty good. This year they're 6-20, and there is an intense call among my sources in LA to move on from Tyronn Lue. And yeah, you're 6-20. That thing is an absolute tire fire. But the difference is he hasn't really done anything with the Clippers. I'm looking, and he's won, 16 playoff games. They've lost 21 playoff games. They haven't really made that deep run, and now they're 6-20. So he doesn't have nearly the same amount of resume in LA as Kerr does here.
Yeah. So that's all I'm getting at. If you want the Warriors to go in a different direction, then okay, let's chat that out. Like you said, you can fan however you want to fan. But my opinion is when you've got a Bruce Bochy or a Bill Walsh or a Steve Kerr or even a George Seifert who's got a couple with the Niners or any of the other stuff. I mean, quite frankly, I would extend it even because it's not just, at least for me, it's not just about rings. When you have an extended period of success, Jim Harbaugh, Kyle Shanahan, when you do that, I just think you're not above criticism. You're not above the organization going in a different direction. But you should be above people calling you a clown or an idiot who doesn't know what's going on. Like that, and that we've arrived at a spot where it seems like a healthy portion of you actually feel that way about Steve Kerr. That he just, complete, fish out of water. I don't even know why the hell he's in the NBA.
Yeah.
Kind of an opinion. That's what it feels like.
And I mean, I understand it. Like for the Clippers, you're 6-20 and you've got all that talent and you're just not getting it done, but he has no titles. This team is 13-14. You're the 8th seed. I don't know. That's why I agree with you that the block is a little hot.
We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. And we will either take a bunch of calls from you or we won't. Coming up next here on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Woodler Dibbs, can you lay out for a second? I got the Giants going 82-75.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Fun day. Been sparring with a lot of people on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because you're out there fronting for your cult leader.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading.
Well, I got to have a place to sleep tonight. I'm on my way to his house right now after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to make popcorn.
Philip Rivers.
If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. And while you're there, make sure to check out how Steiny and Guru reacted to what Steve Kerr said to us. You really should. You should. Boy, you should do yourself a favor. God, you should go listen to the whole damn show again.
It was great. Yeah,
Grandy, are you playing a bunch of this? Oh wait, no.
Rain dance. Yeah,
Warriors roundtable.
Gucci.
12 minutes. Gucci. 12 minutes. Warriors roundtable.
2273.
Well, I heard that Gary St. Jean is about to rip Steve Kerr sideways tonight. He's had it, so better stay tuned.
Hey, guys, what if I would have had a team like that? I'd still be coaching. Gary's poor run as the Warrior coach. My God, look at that roster.
Yeah, right?
Look at that roster,
give me
Warrior
some
fans. I'll bring it up, but all of you people who want Steve Kerr out, do yourselves a favor. Do me a favor.
And?
Go back in time and look at what we were dealing with as Warrior fans when we were clicking and roll at Warriors.com, and it was a great timeout.
Yeah.
And you had the 5-game Kobe pack because they couldn't sell tickets unless they featured the opponent's star player.
The Kobe pack.
Just do yourself a favor. Do me a favor.
You're,
hey, guys.
You're right. You're right, but also to a point you've made about some other things, the world has changed. The world has changed.
It has.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm old enough to remember when Cubs and Red Sox fans were just these nice people that were just hoping it would all work out one of these years. And then they won, and now they're jerks. So we're the same. We have to self-assess a little bit. And this kind of stuff spoils us. And so we have a completely different barometer by which we judge things now. And I don't think that's not avoidable. What is avoidable is really falling off a cliff and letting your current frustration shade you at such a level that you kind of overstate every single problem. They are a game under 500, which, by the way, and I'm not trying to blue sky anything, but that is the exact same situation they were facing when Jimmy Butler was acquired last year. And that ended up in the second round. And so I'll sit here right now and I will say, like, this is maybe a different way to say it. It feels like some of you are ready to really give up. And I'm not. Like, I'm not sitting here telling you I think that some magic dust will get sprinkled and championship dreams are alive. I don't feel that way, but I still have all kinds of intrigue and hopes about this season. Do you not?
How can you not?
Yeah.
They're a game below 500, and they, I believe, are still the 8th seed.
Yes.
Last I checked. So if the season continues this way and you wind up 40-42 and you're the 8th seed, well, I'll still give this team a puncher's chance to win the 8-7 play-in game. And then as the 7, well, you know, beating the 2 is hard. Wait, I'm being told in my ear, they were the 7 last year and they beat the 2. So, yeah, just avoid Oklahoma City as long as you can.
That'd be good.
And there are other teams I think you have a bad matchup with.
That's a mantra for the entire league. Avoid Oklahoma City if you can.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of times you can't.
Yeah,
and so
somebody's, I mean, you're going to have to play him at some point. Somebody's going to have to beat him.
St. Louis took over when P.J. Carlissimo lost the gig, and that team went 19-63. It was 1999 into 2000.
Are you looking at the roster?
Oh, I am.
Who's the leading scorer?
The leading scorer was Larry Hughes. 21-year-old Larry Hughes. He averaged 22.7. Good little player.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good. Good
Antoine Jamison was second at 19.6.
Awkward game, but very effective.
Then you had Chris Mills go for 16 tonight. He only played 20 games. John Starks, 14 and a hook. Donnie L. Marshall, underrated Warrior. And I don't know if you knew this, but I believe he and Matt Steinmetz were featured on the same article for High School Players of the Year in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a picture. I think that they're all together, or it was one of those like five picture articles. And
yeah.
Steiny and Donnie L. Marshall.
I love Donnie L. Marshall. Was he UConn, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But that is the level of a high school player Steiny was. Just, he doesn't like to toot his own horn, beep, beep. Jason Caffey into double figures. Mookie Blaylock. Vontigo Cummings and Terry Cummings. How do you lose when you have two Cummings?
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
For the record, he made that awkward.
Go ahead. No, I didn't.
Eric Dampier, Billy Owens.
Uh-huh.
A guy named Tony Farmer. Mark Davis, not the owner. Chris Carr with two R's. A Donald Foyle.
The
absolute best. A 24-year-old Adonal.
Total gem.
Drew Barry. Not Drew Barrymore.
No, Drew Barry less.
Drew Barry. Anyway, go back in history, fire Kerr, Warrior fans, and realize this is the good stuff.
Yeah. 707. We are tired of knowing we won't make a run ever again.
Okay. Right. You want to know about...
I don't know. You do go... Sometimes you go 30, 40 years in between titles. It happens.
The Warriors went, 40-something.
Yeah. So, like, I can't rule it out. I can't rule it out. Yes, depending on your age, you may never, ever see the Warriors win a title again.
And that's fair.
You might also see them win 10.
You might.
And their next star maybe hasn't even been born yet.
I love the expression, and I think it was Maya Angelou who said it, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened in the first place. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if that's the exact verbiage, but...
Yeah, I don't know if that's Maya either, but let's go with it. Sure. Isn't Maya Angelou the one that says, when people tell you who they are, listen?
She might add both.
Okay, this conversation you guys are having, it really bugs me.
Why?
Because I get it. Yes, it's been worse. But just saying, it's not great right now, but at least it's not as bad as it used to be. That's such loser mentality. Like, it's just making an excuse for not being good enough right now.
No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I disagree with you completely. First of all, I don't think we're saying that. And second of all, my entire premise today, I even just said this 10 minutes ago. I go, Kerr is not above criticism. And someone on YouTube goes, hey, Kerr is not above criticism. And that's what I just said.
Right.
That's literally what I just said.
Dr. Seuss, by the way.
But he is the correct answer. Good.
Same thing.
He is above disrespect. He should be.
Is above disrespect anymore.
Well, but they should be. And that is the premise of what we're talking about, Grandy. I don't need you to be happy if you're a Warrior fan right now. I don't need that. But if you have a bad day at work, do you get to go home and take it out on your kids? Because that's what a lot of you are doing. You're mad at the outcome of the Warrior game, and we're just going to pick the head coach, and we're going to decide that we now get to start doing clown emojis every single time we speak. And I find it very, very, like, Grandy, I think that's loser talk. That's what I think.
Welcome to
for
America.
Wanting the team to be better?
No.
No, for going out and, you know,
are
burying
you listening
somebody with personal
to me, Grandy?
Shots.
Are you listening to
personal
me?
Personal shots? How is that a personal shot?
No, when you go on Twitter and you got people saying, like, this guy's
I'm not
a clown.
About that.
I know you're not.
You guys just saying, well, look, it was worse in the 90s. Yeah, of course it was. They were the worst franchise in the league.
But you're changing the context of the conversation, which I get because you have turkey sandwiches in between each time we talk.
Oh,
that's what Dibs was just talking about.
I know, but the content, we're talking about it through the lens of where we are now and how you handle that. How do you handle that as a fan? That's what we're you can be frustrated. We're all frustrated. We're all frustrated.
No one's more frustrated than the owner.
Joe, that's correct. You can't
Good
be.
Good point, Dibs.
I'll tell you what. After tomorrow night's game, first thing I'm going to do, email Lacob. And Joe, you better get back to me within 2 minutes now. Otherwise, I'm going to have to come out and call you a clown.
Which game? You could email him about the Rams and Seahawks and see what happens.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe he'll watch that one.
Perhaps.
Joe, we need a new Rams team. This one wins too much. See what he says.
Trades are hard.
Yeah. All right. We already said that Warriors Roundtable is coming up next.
Trades are hard.
Tomorrow, among others, I think TJ Houshmandzadeh and John Feliciano will be on the show as we both get you ready for Warriors Suns and Seahawks Rams. Check it out, people. Tomorrow, there's actually sports. How fun is that?
Sports, man.
Exactly. All right. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, the sports.
Okay, let's do sports. That's tomorrow. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Go to the hoop. You know, go to the rack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.